The more freely you breathe, the better obviously you're going to feel. If you have to do something to make you feel better after you eat, then something you're eating is not right for you.
Welcome to Vitality Evolutions Podcast. Discover life-changing advice and insights from lifestyle, fitness, and nutrition experts on how to achieve a healthy, fit body and a powerful, vibrant mind. Feel stronger and live longer. Are you ready to rejuvenate your body, mind, and spirit? Hello and welcome to Vitality Evolution. I'm happy and excited to introduce to you Angela Atkins today. She's a certified as an integrative health and nutritional coach, a nutritional therapist, an advanced clinical weight loss specialist, a lifestyle coach and hypnotherapy practitioner. And she's serving clients all over the world. You can find her online at yourhealthunbound.com. That's yourhealthunbound.com. Good morning, Angela. How are you doing?
Good morning, Wolf. Great to be here with you.
Yeah, thank you so much for joining us this morning and we're having a great topic. We will be talking about staying healthy from the inside out and reducing toxic load for a healthier you. So give us a little bit of an intro on yourself again, if there's anything that I have missed, and then let's jump right into the topic.
Sure, Wolf, glad to be here, glad to discuss this topic, because as I see more and more clients, I'm finding that although my focus is nutrition, I'm finding that there's a lot of toxic load that we have on our bodies, and it's true of myself. In my background, I became very ill about a dozen or more years ago, where I was unable to really perform daily activities. I was just existing. I came to a diagnosis of fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, plus several other things that were, you know, interfering with living a full life. And I thought, this is stress, this is, you know, all these other things, until I really got down to the bottom line, it was the way I was eating. And because of that, I really needed to take hold of my life, and I learned piece by piece how to build things to get a better life. And that started with the food I was eating. And because of that, I developed a protocol that I call my nutrition prescription. And I use NEW for a new way of looking at nutrition. And that includes not only the food you eat, but your entire lifestyle. And because of that, I look at the four pillars of what I consider the basis of your life. There's the physical. Yes, that includes the food you eat. And there's that mental, emotional that you need to have in balance to feel right about your life. And then there's the spiritual part. Whether or not you're a religious person, we do have spiritual energy as part of us. And the relational part, whether or not you have a spouse, you do have to relate to other people. And so keeping all those in balance is part of what I call my nutrition prescription.
I see. Yeah, because what I realized too, and what's of course part of the primary, things that I'll teach through Vitality Evolution, is that it's really important to balance those aspects, because many times we're so prone to just focus on one aspect, you know, say, hey, let's try this new diet. So we're focusing maybe for 2 or 3 weeks on some kind of very specific nutrition aspect that's very difficult to maintain, or maybe focus just too much on the physical side, but really don't understand that there needs to be a balance between all these components that you just mentioned, right? So let's talk about, or maybe explain to us, what's a toxin? How do we get a handle on that? What's a toxin and how does that affect us?
Well, the simplest explanation of a toxin is anything that could do your body harm. And for me, a toxin could be, because I have celiac disease, it could be gluten. So I can't eat gluten because it causes a toxic response in my body. And many people don't realize that the food you eat, not just because they have pesticides on them, but because the food itself is not really suitable to fuel your cells, that it could be a toxin for them. And so for that reason, I look at more broader use of toxin than just the negative, the chemical or the pathogen or something like that. I look at the broad spectrum. Could this food be toxic to your body if it's not fueling your cells correctly?
Right. So it's almost like looking at more of a negative response, a negative impact. I mean, I sometimes even like to stretch it a little bit and say that really processed or sugar can be a toxin because it has such a strong and negative impact on your system. What do you think about that?
I totally agree. And I think the biggest thing is there are some things that are true for everyone, and then there are some things that are true for the individual, such as sugar is true for everyone. An excess amount of sugar can be toxic to your system. Hence, that's why we're having this worldwide crisis of diabetes and obesity. People are having excess amounts of sugar that is increasing the prevalence of those diseases. But on the other hand, there are things like I used my example of gluten. Not everybody has celiac disease. But for me specifically, my unique biochemistry says it doesn't work for me, so it is toxic to my system.
Right, right. So how can we reduce this toxic load?
Well, there are a couple of ways. First thing is awareness. You have to be aware because your body is telling you all the time what is causing an incompatibility with that food. So for me, it used to be I'd get stomach pains or the actual sensation felt like there was a brick sitting in my stomach. For many years, I thought, well, I guess that's normal. And I think so many people go about life saying, oh, if I eat this food, I feel a certain way, and that must be normal for me. Well, it's not normal because food is not meant to give you a negative reaction. And I think we need to adjust our mindset first. So the first thing is awareness. Pay attention to your body. If it's giving you a signal, listen to it, and then you can act on it. It could be removing that food for a few days, seeing how you feel, allowing your gut to heal. And then if you reintroduce it and you get the same feeling, then you know it's not the right food for you. And that's the simplified version. But basically, I think the first thing you can do is raise your own awareness.
And I guess it maybe points to into the direction of when people have their Pepto-Bismols handy when you're eating a heavy meal, that's right there a sign that maybe there's something wrong with the food you're ingesting, right?
Again, if you have to do something to make you feel better after you eat, then something you're eating is not right for you. After you eat, you should just feel satisfied. You shouldn't feel overly bloated or gaseous or nauseous or have indigestion. None of those things is a normal reaction. It is a negative reaction, and therefore something that you eat, in my view, is toxic to your system.
Yeah. So, I mean, everything is really closely connected to your intestinal health, your gut health. So how can we open up these elimination pathways and help to promote even weight loss?
Well, you know, we have different elimination pathways. We have the lungs, where the air that we breathe. So we want to breathe clean air. We want to make sure that we're not inhaling fumes. I mean, there's so many toxins in our environment. We, you know, the car exhaust, even toxic chemicals we put on our bodies, such as perfumes, they can cause our lungs to not have clear pathways. So the first thing we need to look for is, can we eliminate exposure to these toxins, have those clear airways? That's one way of elimination. The more freely you breathe, the better, obviously, you're going to feel in a respiratory health. Another pathway is through your GI tract and your liver. You need to be able to expel those things that you eat in order to clear those pathways. If you're not having good bowel elimination, your body is having a toxic response. When you eat, you should be able to remove all the waste from your body and not have it build up. And because of that, some people who don't have good elimination have other symptoms. They could get bloated, some sort of gut dysbiosis. The liver could not be processing fluids properly. All these things together, again, could be a toxic response. And then there's our skin. Some people don't even think about our skin being the largest organ that we have. If we don't allow our skin to release, I mean, we've got to breathe through our skin, but if we ingest something or put something on our skin that causes a toxic reaction, our body's going to try to have a way to eliminate that. That could be acne, it could be eczema. psoriasis, something, and we have to understand, again, that awareness, this reaction is caused by something else. Your body's just not arbitrarily, you know, rejecting you. It's rejecting something that you either have ingested or put on your skin or been exposed to. And because of that, you have to open up those pathways to allow for proper elimination.
Right. So speaking of specifically our gut, let's talk about gut bacteria and why is that so important to stay healthy, to control our gut bacteria.
Well, our gut has millions, trillions of bacteria. There's good bacteria and bad bacteria. We want to promote that good bacteria because that's really the essence of our gut microbiome. The entire universe of our gut needs to be healthy because all health, like Hippocrates said, begins in the gut. So if your gut's not healthy, you're not healthy. If something is off, you'll feel unwell in some way. You may not have a disease, it may not be that far gone, but your gut health has to be maintained for you to feel well. So in order to do that, you constantly got to keep that gut microbiome healthy, keep it nourished, eat good food, drink plenty of water, have the, you know, eat foods that are rich in the nutrients that your body craves. I mean, we have to have vitamins and minerals and those trace elements in order to make us healthy. And your gut is where they're absorbed. So if you're not getting that absorption of those nutrients, you're not able to feel healthy.
Yeah, very good. Now, many people will think, hey, let me just take a few probiotic pills and that's all I need to do. Is that all that we need to do, or are there some other things? So let's talk about that, like supplementation, and how do we improve that?
Well, let's start with the thing you do every day. We must eat every day. Well, most of us must eat every day. And many of us eat three times a day. So what I say is eat the highest quality food that you can to promote that good gut health, because you want to start with food with where your nutrients mostly are. Adding a probiotic can be a great thing, supplementing when you're not getting enough of what you need from food. And it's quite possible we all cannot get every possible nutrient every single day from the food we eat. The supplementation is appropriate when you find out that you're missing certain elements. But for the key element here is you start with the food you eat, because food is medicine. Going back to Hippocrates, food is medicine. So let's make it the best we can. You wouldn't go to the doctor and ask for the cheapest, least effective medicine if you had an illness. You'd ask, what's the best thing I can get so I get over this as quickly as possible? Look at it the same way. Buy your food, highest quality, with rich ingredients, so you stay healthy for a long time.
Yes, very good. And that leads me to a question that's really dear to my heart, about really detoxifying our bodies, because if we spoke earlier, I mean, we might have external toxins and toxins that come through food that we have ingested. How do we start that process of detoxification?
But the first thing you have to look at, again, the awareness of your diet. If you are eating foods that are highly processed or have artificial chemicals, you know, excessive amounts of sugar, that's the first way to detox. Because remember, toxins go in your body, and the way your body protects you is by sticking that toxin in a fat cell, wrapping it around it, and protecting your body from overexposure. So that fat cell, many of them together, is where we get that excess weight. So if we start reducing the toxins from our body, those fat cells can reduce, and so you're able to lose weight. So the first thing you have to do is identify what foods aren't fueling your body. Is it I'm eating too much sugar? I'm, you know, consuming highly processed foods? Take those out, replace them with foods that are going to nourish you, whole foods. You want foods, I am open to any type of eating. I don't specify any particular diet to anyone, but it has to be correct for that person. And that's what you have to identify. And so if you're eating the foods that are right for your body will begin to naturally detoxify by removing those negative or toxic elements.
Yes, very eye-opening. I mean, we just spoke about a lot of really valuable and really informative information that I think we really need to take close to our hearts, because as we spoke earlier, you know, we need to balance that and to start off with thinking about what we're ingesting and being more aware of that whole process is so important. So again, Angela, people can reach you at yourhealthunbound.com. Do you have any closing thoughts for us today?
I think the one thing you have to look at, again, going back to awareness, the first step I would take before any meal, and it always goes to mindset, the way we think about things. If you don't want to do this, you're never going to change. That's fine. That is everyone's choice. But if you're at the state of mind right now, I want to make my life healthier, I want to make a change, the first thing you do is think, before I eat, what is it that I'm putting in my body? Take the time to learn what's in your food. That's the simplest way to start. Just get familiar with the food. Is it natural? Is it, you know, did it come from a factory or did it come from the earth? Go closer to the earth and you'll do much better.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for the insight today. I wish you all the best. Let's stay healthy, and we'll talk soon. Thank you so much.